Module 2, Lesson 1, Platform Walkthrough.
From the Kaliving Cashflow Machine.
Learning Objectives.
Understand the difference between pad split and self-managed approaches.
Know when to use each approach, and when to use both.
Set up your pad split host account if using NetTrack.
Identify the tools needed for self-management.
Make an informed decision about which path fits your situation.
Why platform choice matters.
The platform you use to manage your co-living properties will affect everything: how you find tenants, how you collect rent, how much time you spend, and how much money you keep.
There's no universally right answer. Some investors use PadSplit exclusively. Others self-manage everything.
Many use a hybrid approach, PadSplit for some properties, self-managed for others. In this lesson, we'll explore both options so you can make an informed choice.
PadSplit Track.
What is PadSplit? PadSplit is a technology platform that connects co-living property owners with pre-screened tenants, called members. Think of it as Airbnb for room rentals, but focused on long-term workforce housing.
How PadSplit works.
You list your property on the PadSplit platform with photos, amenities, and room pricing.
PadSplit screens tenants
using background checks, income verification, and rental history.
Tenants apply through the app,
and PadSplit handles the booking process.
Rent is collected weekly. Through PadSplit, tenants pay PadSplit, PadSplit pays you. PadSplit provides tenant support for basic questions and issues.
You receive payments
minus PadSplit's platform fee, typically 12%. PadSplit fees and economics.
Fee type, platform fee.
Amount, 12% of gross rent.
Notes, deducted from member payments. Fee type, setup fee.
Amount, varies, often waived.
Notes, one time per property. Fee type, booking fee.
Amount, paid by tenant.
Notes, you don't pay this.
Is 12% worth it?
Consider what you get: tenant screening, rent collection, tenant support, booking management, and a marketing platform. Many investors find this saves them 5 to 10 hours per property per month. At $50 per hour for your time, that's $250 to $500 in value. For a property generating $2,500 per month, 12% equals $300.
The math often works in PadSplit's favor.
PadSplit requirements.
Not every property qualifies for PadSplit.
Here are the key requirements.
Furnished rooms.
Each bedroom must have a bed, full or queen, dresser, nightstand, and lamp at minimum.
Individual locks.
Every bedroom must have a locking door.
Shared amenities.
Kitchen and bathroom must be accessible to all tenants.
Utilities included.
You must cover water, electricity, gas, internet, and trash.
Market availability.
PadSplit operates in select metros, check their website.
Property standards.
Must pass PadSplit's quality inspection.
PadSplit pros and cons.
Pros.
Pre-screen tenants with verified income.
Weekly rent payments, better cash flow.
24/7 tenant support line.
Automated rent collection.
Handles evictions if needed.
Marketing through their platform.
Less hands-on management.
Cons.
12% fee reduces net income.
Must follow their rules/standards.
Limited to their market areas.
Less control over tenant selection.
Must furnish every room.
Utilities must be included.
Their pricing algorithm sets rates.
Self-managed track.
Direct room rentals.
Self-managing means you handle everything yourself: marketing, tenant screening, rent collection, and communication.
It's more work, but you keep 100% of the rent and have complete control.
Self-management toolkit.
You'll need to assemble your own platform using various tools.
Function, marketing/listings.
Recommended tools, Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist, Roomies.com, Furnished Finder.
Cost, free $99 per MO function, tenant screening. Recommended tools: RentReady, Avail, TurboTenant, Zillow. Cost: free $25 per screening function, rent collection. Recommended tools: Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, RentReady. Cost: free 3% function, lease management. Recommended tools: Avail, RentReady, DocuSign, custom templates. Cost: free $15 per MO function, communication. Recommended tools: Google Voice, text, email, WhatsApp groups. Cost: free. Self-management requirements. Time commitment. Plan for 2 to 5 hours per property per month, more during turnovers. Responsiveness. Tenants expect quick replies to inquiries and issues. Legal knowledge. You need to understand landlord-tenant law in your state. Systems. Create your own processes for screening, onboarding, and collections. Flexibility. Can be furnished or unfurnished, utilities included or separate. Self-managed pros and cons. Pros. No platform fees, keep 100%. Complete control over tenant selection. Set your own rules and pricing. Works in any market. Can offer unfurnished rooms. Flexible lease terms. Build direct relationships with tenants. Cons. More time intensive. You handle all screening. You chase late payments. You handle all tenant issues. No built-in marketing platform. Evictions are your responsibility. Steeper learning curve. Head-to-head comparison. Factor: net income. Pad split: 88% of gross rent. Self-managed: 100% of gross rent factor. Time required. Pad split: 1 to 2 HRS/month/property. Self-managed: 3 to 5 HRS/month/property factor. Tenant quality. Pad split: pre-screened, verified. Self-managed: depends on your screening factor, vacancy risk. Pad split: lower, platform exposure. Self-managed: higher, your marketing factor, control. Pad split: limited. Self-managed: complete factor, scalability. Pad split: easier to scale. Self-managed: harder without systems factor, market availability. Pad split: select metros only. Self-managed: anywhere. The hybrid approach. Many successful investors use both approaches. They might use pad split for properties in supported markets, hands-off income, while self-managing properties in other areas or experimenting with higher rents. Don't think of it as either slash or. Thinking face, which should you choose? Choose pad split if your property is in a pad split market. You value time over maximum revenue. You want proven systems without building your own. You're scaling and can't personally manage each property. You're new and want training wheels. Choose self-managed if your market isn't covered by pad split. You want maximum control and income. You have time to dedicate to management. You enjoy the hands-on landlord role. You want to offer unfurnished rooms. Choose both if you have properties in multiple markets. You want to test which works better for you. You're scaling and want diversified approaches. Action steps. Check pad split availability in your target market at padsplit.com. Complete the platform setup checklist linked below to set up your accounts. If using pad split, create your host account and familiarize yourself with the dashboard. If self-managing, sign up for RentReady or Avail, free tiers available, for screening. Decide your approach for your first/next property and commit to it. Push pin key takeaways. Pad split charges 12% but handles screening, collections, and support. Self-management keeps 100% of rent but requires more time and systems. Both approaches work, the best choice depends on your situation. Many investors use a hybrid approach for different properties. Pad split is great for beginners and hands-off scaling. Self-management works anywhere and offers maximum control. Complete your setup. Use the platform setup checklist to get your accounts ready.